about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very interesting study in the psychological world. They say that if you sing a happy birthday before you eat the birthday cake, it actually tastes better. Right? Singing happy birthday before your birthday cake. I wonder if that'll work with vegetables. Speaking of fruits and vegetables, resveratrol. We have been trying to take in pill form because you have to drink a buku amount of wine to get resveratrol, which is a natural antioxidant found in red grapes. They're saying the antioxidant could possibly undo the effects of exercise. We expected nothing was going to be perfect with this type of with these types of supplements, but no surprise there. Then we're going to talk about depression, some causes of depression that you may not realize could be causing your funk. We need to talk about that, as well as a whole variety of other news stories as they come in. I know many of you are kind of watching the doors to the hospital as the media is fixated on the royal couple, Prince William and Kate, coming out to discuss, I believe, the baby's name, how they're all doing. Our guess is it's going to reveal the royal baby's name. Pretty cool stuff. Yes, we're witnessing history. Some of you are really enamored by the whole royal family. Some of you are like, eh, no big thing. Personally, I like the royal family. I think it's cool. I mean, remember, we've been dealing with the George Zimmerman trial for weeks. Kind of nice to see something else, you know, other than the prosecution and the defense lawyers for the George Zimmerman trial. So I'm pretty happy that news has switched a little bit. And if it's happy news, I'm all for it. Do I think all the media outlets need to hound him down? No. You know, she had a baby. Okay, she's probably bleeding heavily. I doubt she had C-section. She probably had vaginal delivery. But if she had an episiotomy for this 8-pound, 5-ounce royal baby, she's probably not walking with the most of ease. And she only gave birth 24 hours ago. So I would say give them a break, cut them some slack. They don't necessarily have to go and bring a newborn out into the humid heat, all right, with everybody breathing on the baby. All right, I just think let mom rest, let baby rest, and everybody could just tweet what the baby's name is. But everybody wants to see the baby, and I get that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So resveratrol has been found to be the antioxidant of red grapes, which we believe is why red wine has had health benefits and purported health benefits. The problem is the amount of resveratrol they're able to put in a pill would equate to jugs and jugs of wine, such that you couldn't get enough of that resveratrol. So they decided to put it into pill form. I always get nervous whenever companies try to take something that is natural and put it in pill form. Well, researchers from the University of Copenhagen followed 27 men with an average age of 65 years old who were in good health. Over an 8-week period, all of the study's participants performed high-intensity exercises, but half received 250 milligrams of resveratrol each day, while the other half received a placebo. For the men taking the resveratrol supplements, it seemed as though the benefits they received from exercising had been reduced. Now, again, you don't want to be going through exercise and busting your butt exercising just to find out that something you took could possibly cause or erase some of the effects. Now, they say exercise was effective in improving cardiovascular health parameters, but resveratrol supplements attenuated, so decreased the positive effects of training, including blood pressure, plasma lipid concentration, and maximal oxygen uptake. Previous animal studies have also shown that the resveratrol helps to decrease vascular disease, improves cardiovascular health. So they, you know, thought they could look at this. Well, maybe what we could do is we could just give all older men these pills later and, you know. But if it causes some loss of the benefits of exercise, it makes you want to think twice. Personally, I don't think exercise would go to waste. If you're building muscle, if you're burning calories, I think the resveratrol can't really touch that. But in terms of increasing your metabolism and your oxygen uptake, I wouldn't be surprised. Again, it just highlights the fact that we have to be extremely careful about putting anything in nature into pill form. Just like with the hormones, we've been going back and forth with hormone replacement therapy with menopause, where in the 90s we put everybody on estrogen, or estrogen with progesterone, depending on if they had a uterus or not. You can't just take estrogen if you have a uterus, because then it could cause buildup of the lining, and then you could unfortunately be at risk for endometrial cancer. So we recommend estrogen and progesterone if you still have a uterus. If you don't have a uterus, you can just take estrogen. And the estrogen helped women's bone mass. There were studies saying it helped their hearts, made them feel good, skin looked better, fountain of youth. Then Women's Health Initiative comes out in 2002, saying, wait a second here, it could be putting people at risk for heart disease, it could be putting people at risk for breast cancer. So doctors decided to stop it all, stop hormones completely. I didn't want to stop hormones completely until somebody threatened to sue me because he said the estrogen that his wife was taking gave him breast cancer. The thing is I never gave the estrogen. I was the one that took the patient off. I never wrote a prescription, so I wasn't named in the lawsuit. But after that, I think a lot of people said, wait a second, if one in eight women get breast cancer, and this Women's Health Initiative is linking estrogen, progesterone compounds, like Prempro, to breast cancer, I just won't get involved. Well, then many women didn't have estrogen. Study came out, or exogenous estrogen. Study came out last week saying maybe many women died because they didn't get the hormone replacement therapy. So we've been going back and forth, what to do to replicate nature. How do you put nature in a bottle? How do you put nature in a pill? And I don't think we'll ever know how, because in order for pills to sell, in order for pills to be tolerated with taste, etc., there has to be something added to it. And something to make the substrate. So you're never getting anything that's completely pure. We were just talking about in the previous hour with the diabetes medications that some of these supplements, these quote-unquote natural supplements, actually have pharmaceuticals in them, but unapproved versions of the pharmaceuticals. Remember, natural type things over the counter doesn't necessarily mean completely natural. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Daly from Midas Resources, July 22, 2013. Gold opened today at $13,1830. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,5283, a half ounce for $6,7641, and a quarter ounce for $3,3821. That's $13,5283, $6,7641, and $3,3821.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, every now and then I get an email asking, how do you tell if somebody's cheating on you? All right, I'll have a wife thinking her husband's cheating, husband thinking the wife's cheating, etc. And, you know, we've talked about cheating and certain excuses, etc. But we haven't talked about it for a while. And it's kind of interesting. There was an article out written by Sarah Simmons. Now, Sarah Simmons is a self-proclaimed woman who was another woman, which means she helped cheat with the husband on his wife. Okay, or she was a part of that tryst. She has since then sworn that she'll never no longer be married men, and she's actually set up something called a wife school to help women protect themselves from infidelity. She says, consider myself as a factor 50 you needed for protection, infidelity protection. Now, when I first looked at this, I'm like, all right, well, fine, okay, you know, maybe she could write a book, whatever. Okay, have her 15 minutes of fame. But I got to tell you, I do like the way she summarized, or I like the way this is summarized, because these are many of the things that we've talked about on the show, on how to tell if somebody is cheating on you, for example, okay? Now, some of you will already know the obvious one, like, for example, always being protective about the phone. okay, always taking the phone into the bathroom with him at all times. Now, many of us have games on our phone. So before, when we said, you know, okay, they never wanted to be away from, because remember, the olden days, you didn't have answering machines, etc. So if the phone rang, you know, and it could be the mistress, you wanted to pick it up. Now with cell phones, they could easily call you on your cell phone, or call the person cheating on a cell phone. But many people take their cell phones into the potty with them so that they can go potty with their cell phone. So then that's not as much of a sure away sign. So other things to look at is, she says, is he all, okay, now not to stereotype against men, but she wrote it as if the man is cheating, even though women cheat on their wives as well. But just, you know, for simplicity, we'll just read what she wrote here as it's the husband cheating on the wife, okay? All right. Does he seem stressed and hassled? All right. Does he offer to run errands for you while away so that he could be coming home later? Like, he's going to stop by the grocery store to pick up supplies, but he never usually offers to do that. He always offers to do things for you. He never offered, but all of a sudden he's doing it. Or, you know what, I'm going to come home late from work because I'll stop by the store and get X, Y, and Z so that you're already not planning on him coming, you know, coming home. To me, one of the biggest signs is looking at the cell phone and seeing that messages are erased. Even with kids, if you see that somebody you love has all their messages erased, why? If you're a part, I mean, if they have nothing to hide, then the messages should be there. I don't have my phone messages erased. Even if I lose my phone, because I don't have anything that I'm embarrassed about or could be used against me on my phone. I don't have any embarrassing pictures. I don't have any embarrassing texts. I don't really talk about patients on the cell phone. So if somebody sees my text, where are you? I want to hook up. I'm tired. I'm hungry. Get me some food, etc. So if somebody got my cell phone, it would be pretty boring. But if you pick up somebody's cell phone and messages have been erased or cleared, that's suspicious, okay? Let's say you both are about to go out somewhere. And she says, is he feigning an upset stomach or a sunburn just to have a chance to lie down in a room while you go and enjoy yourself? Does he all of a sudden go, you know what, I'm going to go for an early morning jog. I'm going to go for a run without you, type of thing. Does he get ready way before you for dinner, suggesting he meets you like in, let's say, the hotel bar, or meets you at a place so you guys don't have to drive together? That's a little odd. It's because he could be stopping somewhere else. You know, again, these types of things, I know some of you are like, what? This is ridiculous. But I got to tell you, you know, having been cheated on, not by my husband's wonderful, but having been cheated on by in other relationships, etc., yeah, there are certain things that are kind of telltale signs, okay? All of a sudden, they smell of a certain cologne or soap when they used to not, right? Because usually if somebody's going to start using a new type of cologne or whatever, even wives, they'll be like, check this out. What do you think? Do you like this one? But all of a sudden they're wearing something new. I always show my husband new fragrances. I'm like, what do you think of this? Because if he doesn't like it, I'm not going to want to buy it, or I'm not going to wear it. It's just something that couples naturally do. So those are just kind of little things. Not that I'm saying if your wife buys a new perfume and doesn't, run it by you, that doesn't mean she's cheating. But still, does he need to slip away from breakfast, lunch, and dinner to make calls? Now, these phone calls are, I think, one of the biggest clues to seeing if somebody's cheating on you. So, for example, let's say somebody's always calling him on the office, or someone's always texting, or etc. Okay? So, here you are. It's family time, and he's on the phone. All right? She says, one trick you could do is say, oh, if it's the boss, let me say hello. I haven't talked to him. I got a question for his wife. And if he doesn't want to hand you the phone, even though it's the boss, that could be a little, you know, yeah. And I'm not saying I want you guys to now do 007 or let's say private investigator type work with this, but I think it's extremely important for you to know if somebody's cheating. It's one of those, it's just something that has to be known, because you have to protect yourself against STDs. You have to know if that marriage is going to be there in sickness and in health till death do you part. And a third person coming into the marriage never works. Even I know some of you are swingers or like the whole menage a trois thing. No, you can't have a third entity in a two-person marriage. It doesn't work. So you do need to address it. Now, some of you are going, why is she giving people tricks and techniques? Just be honest with your spouse. I agree with honesty. Sometimes it doesn't work. If you ask a spouse, are you cheating on me? They say, no, I'm not. They could get mad, etc. Sometimes you can't really get anywhere with it. Checking cell phone records, credit card statements, I think you're allowed to do that. I really do. As a wife, as a husband, I think you're allowed. It's your finances. Oh, my wife shouldn't be looking at my finances. Honestly, she's acting like my mother. Well, no. Everything's supposed to be shared. I mean, in a marriage. Okay? I mean, if not, you can remind them it'll be shared outside the marriage, after the marriage. All right? But another thing she suggests is to take a vacation, all right, an unexpected vacation with hubby, and see if he gets nervous. If he's sitting there looking at the watch, looking at the phone, and always trying to sneak off for calls. Although I would again recommend saying, look, you know, I miss you. You're always on the phone. You know, kick back in the room so I could listen to the, you know, I like to hear what's going on with work. It's exciting. It's interesting. So those are just some kind of clues, etc. If you do suspect cheating by any means, I would urge you to go and get STD tested right away. Please. Okay? It's just not worth it. One of my patients asked me, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. One of my patients asked me about the pap smear testing and the HPV, and she said, my gynecologist said, if I'm in a monogamous relationship, I don't have to have a pap for another 3 years. Well, she's right, if you're in a monogamous relationship, but are you in 100% certainty that your relationship is monogamous? Okay? You know, many women will think they're just doing fine. And then somebody cheats, then they get HPV, and you could be walking around with HPV for 3 years before you get your next pap. Now, true, HPV causes a very slow-growing cancer, etc. But that always makes me laugh when somebody says, my doctor said if I'm in a monogamous relationship, I can hold off my paps. Well, that's true, but how do you know? If you're not cheating, great, you know your part, but what about the other part? And so that's why I always say, you know, assume your relationship isn't monogamous just so you still get tested and get checked. As we move to the subject of pap smears and prostate exams and getting exams, etc., yearly exams, years go by pretty quick. But a year goes by faster than your body looks at a year. So some of you will say, I had a mammogram and it was perfect. So I ask you how long ago it was. We find out it was last August. Okay, so we're talking 11 months ago, okay? That may seem like a fast time to you, but to the body, it's slow. So when we talk about slow-growing cancers, if we say, let's say you were affected by HPV, and you end up, let's say, having something that causes cervical cancer, it could take years to grow, but invading could already happen. And that's just one of those things where you just don't want to wait. This watch and wait attitude, I really disagree with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dolly here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. So, you know, we talk about depression a lot because many of you have called in or written about depression and symptoms of depression and how do you know if you're depressed or you're in a funk and you don't want to be depressed. That's got to be more common than I see. Some people, they don't want to be depressed, but they just notice they're in a funk. And they can't get out of the funk. Well, Fox News did a really nice report here on 12 surprising causes of depression. And even though many of us know that, you know, the recession could cause it, a death, unemployment, financial troubles, trauma, what about certain things that you don't think about? Like, for example, smoking. A lot of people don't realize that smoking can cause depression. Now, many people who are depressed smoke because smoking may help the depression because of the nicotine being a stimulant, but in fact the nicotine can increase levels of dopamine and serotonin, but you get withdrawal. So withdrawal from the nicotine could then unfortunately cause a reactive depression. So if you're a smoker and you end up having depression, you may want to consider quitting smoking. Seasonal affective disorder, we talk about this, it affects 5% of Americans, where you get depression in the winter and you're more happy in the summer. So people get depressed in the winter because of the clouds, etc. But they say, listen, what percent of those people actually have depression in the summer? So Why would that happen? Well, some people, they just don't like summer. I mean, for us, summer is the worst time than winter. Winter's our happy time in Vegas. I mean, because it cools down. And, you know, we maybe only get 4 weeks of true winter where it's really cold. Sometimes we'll get some flakes of snow. It's very cold, very windy for about a month. But other than that, we have a really nice fall and winter season. Summer is very hot. You can't go outside. You stay indoors with air conditioning, so you aren't getting fresh air. You aren't having fun. You aren't running around. And so it could definitely wear on you. And so, you know, sometimes what I recommend is whenever anybody is in a funk, write down what you ate. Write what you had eaten. Write down the time of day. Write down the weather. Write down if you were able to go outside. Likewise, if you had a good day, then I would suggest writing down why was it a good day. Did you have more vegetables that day? Maybe you had more protein. Maybe you exercised. Maybe you got a call from somebody. I don't think a lot of people really know what makes them tick. Thyroid disease. We talk about thyroid. Anytime somebody comes into my office and says they're a little depressed, I check their thyroid. Thyroid kind of sits near the kind of base of the neck in front of your trachea. That could get nodules. It could grow, or that could just sit fine, and we could see your numbers fall on the blood. Because many thyroid hormones also act as neurotransmitters and regulate serotonin levels, when your thyroid is low, you could have low serotonin. Some of my patients who have had thyroid cancer who actually have their thyroid removed, and then we increase, and then we have to increase the amount, the thyroid medication so that they don't grow exogenous thyroid cancer. We have you on very, very high thyroid because we don't want any exogenous thyroid tissue where the cancer was to start growing from signals from the brain. So what we do is we put your thyroid on as hyperactive as we can. But I notice many of these people still need serotonin. So I'll give thyroid cancer patients some Zoloft or Lexapro, etc., and it seems to help. Of course, sleeping habits. If you don't get good sleep, okay, that's, of course you're going to have depression. A 2007 study found that health participants were deprived of sleep. They had greater brain activity after viewing upsetting images, okay, than their well-rested counterparts. You don't handle things well when you're sleep deprived, all right? One thing I notice with many people is the depression after a movie. The movie ends, the TV show ends, and you get sad. Okay, and now, already Hollywood is tapping in on this, okay? So one thing Hollywood has done is like with the Avenger movies and the Marvel movies, they'll have a little piece at the end. So you sit there through the credits, okay? And you aren't depressed because you know there's another piece. But that piece is so small that it tapers off the depression you have at the end of the movie. Now, that's not why they're doing it. They're not doing it for post-movie depression. They're doing it for they're doing it for, you know, a teaser for the next movie and to make you sit there and watch, you know, the credits, of course. But I notice that does help people with depression. Maybe sit there through the credits, see if there's a little piece at the end, etc. Now, apparently there was a report that in 2009, some Avatar fans reported feeling depressed and even suicidal because the fictional world in Avatar wasn't real. They said there was a similar reaction to the final installment of the Harry Potter movies. Now, how could that happen? How could you be depressed and what you see in the movie isn't real? Now, where I do see that happening are these lovey-dovey stories where somebody gets the man of their dreams or somebody gets the woman of their dreams or they get the job of their dreams and then that movie ends, you have to leave, go home, and it's a Sunday or whatever, and then you got to deal with work on Monday. And so I could see why that could be an issue. They also say that certain cities or states have higher levels of depression than others. And I have a report of the 10 most depressing states in the United States. We'll bring that on. Another thing is I think social media, this isn't coming from Fox, but I think Facebook, Fox talks about that too, spending so much time on Facebook, social networking, internet addicts, video games. I think video games make you extremely depressed. In 2010, researchers found that 1.2% of people aged 16 to 51 spent an inordinate amount of time online, had a higher rate of moderate to severe depression. What about your diet? Fish. Okay, low intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids is in salmon and vegetable oils. If you don't get in your omega-3s, you could have depression. Extremely important. In 2004, remember a Finnish study. Talked about an association between eating less fish and depression in women. Fish oil supplements may not work as well. You got to eat the fish. Some people say depression could also be because of sibling relationships. When you don't have good relationships with your siblings, that could cause depression. In terms of medications, many medicines could cause depression. It could be a side effect of Valium, Xanax, blood pressure medicine. They even said Lipitor, cholesterol-lowering medication Lipitor, could cause depression. Premarin for menopausal side effects, for menopausal hot flashes, can be an issue. And birth control pills. Birth control pills have progesterone, and progesterone can cause depression. So those are things that we all take into account. Now, the 10 most depressing states in the U.S. comes from health.com. And we'll tell you why, but the list includes Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Okay? Now, Arkansas. They say, let me see what's going on with Arkansas. They don't say. They just say Arkansas consistently ranks among the worst in the nation on mental health, especially young adults. All right, then we have Indiana. You know, a lot of the Midwest states will come up with this. I'm not sure why. But they say there's a shortage of psychiatrists. And so the financial trouble that people in Indiana are dealing with could also be causing an increase in depression. They say in Kentucky, rates of depression and other mental health problems are also higher than average. They also say that due to unemployment and joblessness, there's also more drug use, which could lead to depression as well. Michigan, especially with what's going on with Detroit, their financial woes definitely could put them at risk for that. Mississippi. A big issue with Mississippi is the obesity. And obesity leading to heart disease. They say the state has the highest rate of depression in the nation, 14.8%, and third highest rate of mental illness. Now, keep in mind, like the chicken before the egg, maybe it's because you're depressed that you eat more. Or maybe you have obesity and you're depressed. But Mississippi usually always ranks high when it comes to obesity and being a part of the stroke belt. Missouri, the Show Me State, actually has started a program for their high rates. Nevada, when you got the gambling, a lot of depression. All right. But again, I think we got some pretty great weather despite the heat. And then, of course, Oklahoma, Tennessee, West Virginia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say more and more adults are supporting smoking bans in cars with kids. I had no idea. I thought we already have rules where you can't smoke. That's interesting. The poll said about 87% of adults support a ban on smoking at businesses that allow children, and 75% support banning smoking in homes where there are children with asthma or other lung diseases. Now, they say current smokers are among those who think that children should be protected also. 60% of current smokers say they would support a ban on smoking, compared with 84% of former smokers and 87% of people never smoked. I thought we already had states, but I guess what's news to us is only 7 states have laws that ban smoking in cars when children are present. So, I don't know if this is something that's going to be up on the ballot for many other elections, but they say the 7 states that already ban smoking in vehicles are Arkansas, California, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Oregon, and Utah. Now, there are 4 states, Hawaii, Indiana, New Jersey, and New York, with cities or counties that ban smoking in vehicles, but not the whole state. So that's kind of interesting. I guess that's something they're going to be working on. Many of you have probably already seen some glimpses of the new baby, the new royal baby, third heir to the royal throne. Duchess Kate Catherine is, of course, excited. William is beaming. She looks phenomenal. I mean, she looks good. It was very interesting. CNN was showing the footage of Princess Diana coming out with William. I think it was June 22nd, 1982. And she looked huge in her dress. She wore a big, huge maternity gown. It looked big. I don't know if Diana gained more weight than Princess Kate. Kate was very petite. I understand Kate Middleton during her pregnancy had the hyperemesis gravidarum where she was vomiting and probably couldn't take on much weight. She looked phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how Kate could go through the pregnancy without even looking pregnant from the waist up. That's, by the way, how you can also tell there's a boy. But they were showing the footage of Princess Diana and Prince Charles coming out of the hospital. Fascinating footage of that. Pretty cool stuff. I love the royal family. Still no word, I guess, on the baby's name. I didn't realize that. I thought you always had to have the baby's name. But you know what? Some people are a little superstitious. Some people will not name the baby until after the baby is born. And then when they see the baby, they have second thoughts about the name. With us, we already knew what we were going to name our kids. I mean, you know, usually us girls, right, we already know what we want to name our kids, I guess, you know, ever since the second grade. Okay? Well, if it's a boy, it's going to be named Bo Duke. And if it's a girl, we'll probably name her Wonder Woman. So I already knew what I was going to name my kids. But, no, I don't have a Bo Duke in the family. We have a Stone and a Brock. So I'm happy about it. All right. So no smoking with the kids in the car. Now, we were talking about depression. Exercise can now not be underemphasized. All right, Zumba instructors have spoken out about that and say you got to try Zumba. Now, how many of you guys have ever seen Zumba? Zumba, okay, from what I understand, is it looks like you have the music in the background, kind of salsa-ish or any type of music, and you're exercising to the music. And I guess there may be something more to it with the Zumba classes. But, and I apologize, I've only seen some of them. I don't know much about it, but I like it. I am a huge fan. All right. For me, I've always kind of run around and danced and worked out to music. So it makes sense. And these classes are great. They're the newest thing. They're the newest wave craze. But they're finding that classes like this help decrease depression. Now, is it because of the norepinephrine? Is it because of the dopamine stimulation, the serotonin? Or what about being in a group and exercising and having fun and the social aspect of it? You know, I think many of us don't go to gyms and we don't work out because we're embarrassed to be with others. And then we don't work out because we're by ourselves and it's very easy for us to stop and quit. But when you used to go to a workout class, you had to stick with it because you'd be embarrassed to leave, etc. I'm a huge fan of working out in pairs and during workout classes because that really kind of keeps you in the exercise and it kind of gives you that competitive drive. And you keep working out. You really need to do the buddy system. If you're the type of person that doesn't, and again, you don't have to be a rip-roaring model in these classes, okay? Somebody like me would probably, because I'm such a klutz, okay, and I don't like the way I look in spandex, I'd probably be in the back, right? Although, whenever they say, all right, you know, now everybody face the back, now you're in front, I hate that. Like when you're line dancing, you think you're in the back, right, trying to line dance, and all of a sudden, you know, they switch, and then they pivot again, and now you're in front, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be the one in front, I suck. Yeah, but another study talking about exercise, please don't underestimate that. Now, this is interesting. They say wolves have a unique singing voice and can identify each other by howl. All right? They say researchers found that each animal has its own voice, and it allows it to be picked out of a chorus of cries. To me, that always made sense. Because in nature, animals always seem to know what their baby's cry is. Look at us humans. I would hear a baby cry. I knew my kids cry. even if it sounded the same. Now, every now and then you would have a kid in Walmart that would sound like your kid, and you'd be like running around the aisles going, I don't get it, and you'd hear crying, and your kid wouldn't be crying. That would freak you out. But for the most part, we do have that animalistic instinct. But they were able to test the Nottingham Trent University scientists created a computer program that analyzes the volume and pitch of a howl to identify its owner. They tested 67 recordings of 10 wild wolves, and it was correct 100% of the time. It also accurately recognized individual calls from a chorus. Previous programs were wrong one time in four. So this program could probably help conservationists, you know, find a way of tracking creatures without always poking their blood and doing DNA. The study was published in the journal Bioacoustics, and it recorded eastern gray wolves whose howls can travel up to 5 miles and are used to, I guess, defend territory from rivals, etc. We've all seen True Blood, right? We've seen wolves and the packs and how they, howl, etc. Yeah, just like True Blood. We also know that dolphins. There was a study also that said that dolphins actually have names for each other and can call each other just like humans. There's whistles and certain sounds they could make that will attract each other to whoever's calling them. So that's kind of pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So singing happy birthday makes the cake taste better, right? A study from Minnesota University says maybe this is why the happy birthday custom has never gone out of favor, because it actually increases the flavor of the food. They say another little trick and quirky habit or custom is the shaking of the packet of sugar. If you take the sugar packet, shake it, open the packet, it seems to be more sweet. You could put less in and you'll think it's more sugar. So there's a variety of little different little things that people do with food. But it was kind of interesting how they tested this. In one test, some of the participants were given a piece of chocolate and told to break it in half without unwrapping it first, and then eat one half before unwrapping the other and eating it too. They say those who had performed the ritual rated the chocolate more highly savored and were more willing to pay more for it than the separate group that basically ate the chocolate however they wanted. Isn't it true that foil wrapper with the chocolate, it just seems to make the chocolate taste better? Second experiment, I guess, looked at carrots, right? And they found that if you don't look at the vegetable, you'll like it more. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. God bless.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.